Podcast Help Desk News for Friday, January 11th, 2019. This is Mike, and today we're going to have a little tip, a little bonus. I said we weren't going to start till Monday, but I figured I'd put one out on Friday here. And the bonus tip, which I think you might have heard before, but just so that you know that this is something that is very important, is Apple is cracking down on keyword stuffing. And what they define as keyword stuffing is the title tag in your RSS feed. So the title of your podcast must be just a title. That doesn't mean anything else. That means the title of the podcast. So in my case, Podcast Help Desk is the title of my main podcast. But I cannot have Podcast Help Desk with Mike Dell. I also cannot have Podcast Help Desk, colon, or pipe sign, or whatever, punctuation, and then something like learn to podcast from A to Z, or you know, anything other than the title. So the title is Podcast Help Desk. That is all that it can be. Anything that is a descriptor or a name, unless it's the name of the show. So my other podcast, Mike Dell's World, is, okay, my name's obviously part of the title, but I can't have Mike Dell's World with Mike Dell, or Mike Dell's World, the best podcast in Northern Michigan. Who knows, you know, not that it is the best, but hey, whatever. So that's the one thing. The other thing is the author tag. And in PowerPress or most other podcast RSS generating applications and or services, the author tag will be called iTunes author, or the iTunes name, or Apple Podcasts author. You know, there's all kinds of different names for that, but where it has your name in it, that has to be your name. It cannot be your name dash a title. It cannot be your name and another descriptor of your podcast. It has to be just a name. Now, if there's more than one name, you can have so-and-so and so-and-so on there. That's fine. But they have to be names. And the reason I say that is I had a client that I told them about this problem 2 months ago. I said, hey, you know, you might want to change that author tag. You know, you're keyword stuffing it. It just needs to be the name. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll get it fixed. We'll get it fixed. Well, this person interviewed a fairly famous person who went on to promote the podcast. The problem they did was the problem that he had was they promoted it on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. So they gave the Apple Podcast listing link instead of the link to the website. And what happened was that, of course, this famous person, you know, put that out on social media. It was also on some traditional media, and it was a link to the podcast listing at Apple. And what happened is that shot him into the top 200 in his category, which brought it to the attention of Apple, and Apple swiftly pulled him out of the directory, which means his Apple Podcast link was dead. And this happened right before the Christmas holiday break, and he was offline for 2 weeks while he was getting all this publicity, which basically was nothing. So be really careful about stuffing keywords. And as a side note, the lesson here is never promote anything you don't own. So if you promote your podcast, promote your website and then have all the options to go to Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, and whatnot, and you'll be much better off. It's been Podcast Help Desk News, a bonus tip. If you have any news tips or anything otherwise, give me an email, podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com. Catch me Monday.